You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Vanessa is here for Am I Wrong? Good morning, Vanessa. How are you?
Hey,
Vanessa.
Am I wrong? So my husband yelled at me in the middle of the night last night. I woke up. I was freezing cold, like shivering cold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's in the 50s outside, so I turned on the heat. So
Wait, this happened just last night.
Last night, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it was chilly.
Yeah, it was.
Right? 10, 15 minutes later, he wakes up and he says to me, like, he looks at me like I'm crazy and he goes, did you turn the heat on? And I said, yeah, I'm cold. And he was like, well, it's 70 degrees in here. I said, okay, but it's in the 50s outside.
Yeah.
And I was cold. What do you want me to do? And he just kind of like went off on me in the middle of the night, like, this is Florida, we don't turn the heat on in October, right. You know, the temperature's got to be a lot colder.
Yeah, I think that's actually I think that's the state law. hey, what's your husband's name?
Mark.
Oh, what a horrible name for such an angry person.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, let's call him up and find out what's going on. Mark?
Yes.
Hey, cool name, bruh.
thank you. Who is this?
Mark, my name also is Mark.
Wow.
What a quinky dink, huh?
Okay. And again, who are you?
Oh, I should. My name's Mark K, and I'm here with Megan.
Hi.
And we're from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Wow. Good morning.
Morning.
What is this all about?
It's about your wife, dude.
Yeah, Vanessa. She's on the phone right now, actually. Vanessa, you can say hi.
Hi, honey.
Hey, babe. What is this? What's going on?
We heard that you yelled at her for turning the heat on in the middle of the night last night.
Right.
Okay. Well, first off, this is a private matter, and I did not yell. Second off, I told her when the temp drops below 62, then we can turn the heat on.
No, she said you went all Alec Baldwin on her. you were all like, not in October. We don't do it in October. It's Florida. Did that happen?
Yeah, I don't think that I went full Alec Baldwin or anything like that. It's an expensive thing, all right? And I'm
right.
Very passionate about it. And
we
live in Florida. We don't turn the heat on in October.
Well, when do you turn the heat on then? Shouldn't it go by temperature? Like when it's cold, you turn the heat on?
Until it drops below 62 degrees.
Inside or outside? Because it was way colder than that yesterday.
Yeah.
Inside, when it's below 62, that's when we turn the heat on.
That seems cold to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you.
So cold.
All right. Okay. All right.
Right, you're mean.
I think she's shivering now. 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? Hey, Chris from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. Chris, what'd you want to say?
Me and my wife slept last night with a window open, a fan in the window, and a fan at the end of the bed.
Wow.
To our benefit, we got two co-sleepers, so there's four people crammed in the bed. We all slept like a basket of puppies.
Oh.
Your co-sleepers are your kids?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, I didn't know if you like rented out space Facebook.
We're not that open.
Okay. Our windows open, not our marriage. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Tanya from Fleming Island, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, great, Tanya. What'd you want to say?
I wanted to say I agree with Mark. It has not been a consistent 40 degrees outside to turn the heat on. So she can put a blanket on or two if she needs to.
Oh, so you think that it needs to be consistently cold before you can turn the heat on?
Yeah, because it's just because it got cold outside for a little bit. It's not. It still stayed the same temperature in my house last night that it was yesterday when it was 80 degrees out.
Oh, really? My house got colder.
Mine didn't either. Mine stayed the same.
Yeah. I mean, it might have got a little bit, but yeah, not enough to where you'd need. I didn't even have a blanket on last night, and normally I'm cold.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
All right. Hey, so you say wait until it's how? Okay. So at what? So with you, it's not how cold it is. It's if it's consistently cold.
Because, yeah, if it's consistently cold, then your house starts to get colder. If it's just occasionally cold, your house isn't going to get cold in time.
Yeah, maybe like tomorrow, since it's going to be cold all day and then overnight, might be a little bit more cold.
That's a good point. All right, hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. This is Sarah. How are you, Sarah?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Gray, you had a similar situation?
No, I just think that they need to have a conversation about money and opportunity costs rather than having a fight in the middle of the night about heat. Because that's not what it's about.
Right.
It's about how they spend their money as a family. And, like, yelling at your wife at 3 o'clock in the morning, probably not the best way to have a discussion about what's worth spending money on in your finances.
Yeah.
You know?
I've found that yelling at your wife, there's never really a good time for that.
Well, I mean, from my perspective, I would agree with you. Yeah. But I'm trying to be unbiased here.
No, I get it. We appreciate that. Hey, thanks for calling. Also, 3 a.m. is a horrible time to yell at your wife, especially if one or both of you has been drinking.
Yeah.
Hey, Rose, good morning. How are you?
Point.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
You're doing great, Rose. What's your advice for this couple?
Oh, I just wanted to say she's wrong. Sorry. It's not that cold. The weather still gets a little bit warmer during the day.
Yeah.
That was really, I'm going to get an extra blanket or I'm going to put some socks on my feet. And probably he's the one that pays for the, for the heating and everything. So that was wrong. It's not that cold.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Hey, Chelsea, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. What did you want to say, Chelsea?
I think it's insane. I think if you're cold, you should be able to turn the heat on. I guarantee you that he turns the air on as soon as he gets hot.
Right, exactly.
So I think it's crazy.
Yeah, 62 does. I mean, 62 is cold.
In That's the house, crazy. Yeah.
Nobody wants to be living in 62-degree temperatures.
And sometimes you just need to turn the heat on, like, to get the chill out. You know what I mean? Because no matter how many blankets you put on, you still feel freezing.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, though. I've turned on the heat if it gets cold, but for some reason, I just am always cool.
Oh, my God, dude.
Thanks, Chelsea.
How long have you been waiting to make that joke?
Since about, we started this bit.
30 minutes ago?
Yeah. Well, look, Mark, a lot of people are saying, you're kind of being a jerk. And if your wife is cold, you know, that's what the heat's for.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you have an oven when you want to cook food. You don't say, no, you have to wait till you're starving.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, fine. If I have to put in some more hours at work, I mean, it's going to be more expensive.
Just, I mean, what are you heating your house with that you have to put in more hours at work?
Yeah, it's not going to take that much.
I'm saying it's like a $75 difference, you know, bouncing back and forth from the AC to the heat. It's just a big financial hassle. But, I mean, if that's the way it is, I mean, that's what I got to do.
Look at that.
There you go.
Look at that. All right. Well,
sacrifice.
Maybe compromise. Maybe, Vanessa, you could stop, you know, you could save 70, clip some coupons or something, or,
yeah,
you know, stop buying gin. I don't know, whatever it is. 340-95.
Don't do that.
It'll keep you warm, too.
Yeah.
In fact, buy more, and then you won't have to worry about turning the heat on.
There you go.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.